My God, the most famous man on earth is on trial and there's no cameras allowed. Just the artists, their pastels, and their desire to make Trump look as bad as possible. Every sketch of Trump looks like the Grinch had sex with the Lorax.
Welcome back to What Was That? I'm Gabe Sanchez. You can always bet on Donald Trump freaking out about the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and that's exactly what happened this year when President Joe Biden and comedian Colin Jost teamed up to unleash a savage roast of Trump at his MAGA base.
The 2024 election is in full swing. And yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old. Well, I feel great. I really feel great. I'm campaigning all over the country, Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina. I've always done well in the original 13 colonies.
And right out of the gate, Biden took jabs at Trump.
I want to thank you for the warm welcome, but please, not so loud. Donald was listening. Sleepy Don. I kind of like that. I may use that again.
Well, turns out Biden was right. Trump was listening, and this was the best he could come up with. The White House Correspondents' Dinner was really bad. Colin Jost bombed, and Crooked Joe was an absolute disaster.
Sure, Jan.
Now, the White House Correspondents' Dinner is always an opportunity for the president to poke fun at himself and his administration, the media, and other politicians in a lighthearted and comedic way.
Being here is a reminder that folks think what's going on in Congress is political theater. That's not true. If Congress were theater, they'd have thrown out Lauren Boebert a long time ago.
Nice f***ing model!
They didn't just make fun of Lauren Boebert, but also Matt Gaetz.
We are all here tonight at Nerd Prom. Well, Matt Gaetz is at regular prom, but... I actually thought I saw Matt Gaetz here tonight, but it was actually just my own reflection in a spoon.
I mean, have you seen Matt Gaetz' forehead? They also made fun of Lara Trump, who posted this video of herself before attending. Now, I didn't see Eric at the dinner, but I'm sure he was tucked away in the corner enjoying his free meal.
There are so many incredible individuals here tonight. Lara Trump is here tonight. Okay, I got one woo. She recently released a cover of the song, I Won't Back Down. Upon hearing it, Tom Petty died again. I can't believe I'm saying this to a member of the Trump family, but maybe stick to politics?
Republicans seem to think that jokes about them at this event are personal, which is funny considering the fact that this is the same group that calls other people snowflakes. But a major difference between Democrats and Republicans is their ability to take a joke, especially one that is self-deprecating.
It's been a year since I delivered this speech, and my wife Jill was with me tonight, was worried how I do. I told her, don't worry. Just like riding a bike. She says, that's what I'm worried about.
I didn't know you were gonna show photos of me from high school.
I have some surprises.
Yeah, it's not really fair. You can't do it for President Biden because the technology wasn't invented when he was in high school. It's not really fair. It's also wonderful to be back in Washington. I love being in Washington. The last time I was in DC, I left my cocaine at the White House. Luckily, the president was able to put it to good use for his State of the Union. I'm kidding, of course. The president doesn't call it cocaine. He calls it high-speed rail. By the way, can you blame the guy for turning to cocaine? He must be exhausted, orchestrating four separate trials against his rival, rigging the Super Bowl, and gearing up to steal a second election. Wow.
And this year, they made fun of Trump because how could they not?
I love, by the way, that Trump's two attacks on President Biden are that he's a senile old man and a criminal mastermind. I'm like, I think you gotta pick one. Personally, I don't know any criminal masterminds who bike to get ice cream. Can we just acknowledge how refreshing it is to see a president of the United States at an event that doesn't begin with a bailiff saying, "All rise." And I would like to point out, it's after 10 p.m. Sleepy Joe is still awake. While Donald Trump has spent the past week falling asleep in court every morning. Though Fox News said he was just being anti-woke.
I had a great stretch since the State of the Union. But Donald has had a few tough days lately. You might call it stormy weather. What the hell?
There is no better example of Republicans not being able to take a joke than Donald Trump getting roasted during the 2011 Correspondents' Dinner. But before we play that clip, make sure to check out today's sponsor, Prize Picks. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks even offers injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player protection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. Prize Picks is really simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Prize Picks is not only simple to use, but it's also really fun. And each week is a new opportunity to win. This week on Prize Picks, I'm selecting Kevin Durant for more than 28 points and LeBron James for more than 7 assists. So what are you waiting for? Download the app today and use code Gabe Sanchez for a first deposit match up to $100. It's that easy. Just download the Prize Picks app today and use code Gabe Sanchez for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Now, Trump getting roasted during the 2011 Correspondents' Dinner never gets old.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke. Donald Trump often appears on Fox, which is ironic because a fox often appears on Donald Trump's head. If you're at the Washington Post table with Trump and you can't finish your entree, don't worry, the fox will eat it.
Seth Meyers and President Barack Obama humiliated Trump so badly that he never came back after the 2011 dinner. Even though he says he hates it, he still finds time to watch the whole thing and then post about it online. Trump is so afraid of being laughed at that in 2017, he became the first president in decades not to attend. And then he refused to show for the dinner during his entire time in the White House. The last time a sitting president didn't attend the dinner was Ronald Reagan in 1981. And that was only because he was recovering from being shot after an assassination attempt. Ronald Reagan even called into the event, so I don't know what Trump's excuse is other than being a huge baby. And something tells me Trump didn't like these jokes about him.
Trump's so desperate he started reading those Bibles he's selling. Then he got to the first commandment. You shall have no other gods before me. That's when he put it down and said, this book's not for me.
And then Biden made fun of Trump's bizarre Gettysburg speech.
Did you hear what Donald just said about the major Civil War battle? Quote, Gettysburg, wow. Trump's speech was so embarrassing, the statue of Robert E. Lee surrendered again.
Now, instead of watching Trump give that incoherent speech, let's watch his comedic nemesis Jimmy Kimmel break it down.
Gettysburg, what an unbelievable battle that was. The Battle of Gettysburg, what an unbelievable. I mean, it was so much and so interesting and so vicious and horrible and so beautiful in so many different ways. It represented such a big portion of the success of this country, Gettysburg, wow. I go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, to look and to watch. And the statement of Robert E. Lee, who's no longer in favor. Did you ever notice that, no longer in favor? Never fight uphill, me boys. Never fight uphill. They were fighting uphill. He said, wow, that was a big mistake. He lost his great general, and they were fighting. Never fight uphill, me boys. But it was too late.
Watching Kimmel make fun of Trump never gets old.
When you see it written out, it makes a lot more sense. I'm just gonna give that a grade. NF plus, right? I mean, Robert E. Lee said, never fight uphill, me boys. Was he a leprechaun or something?
Anyway, during the dinner, Biden and Jost took some jabs at the media as well.
Fox News is here tonight. It's the end of an era. Rupert Murdoch stepped down at Fox News, which is strange. I didn't think there was a step down from Fox News. Trump media is here, Trump media. Not at a table, just screaming loudly in the corner to no one. Wordle is here tonight. Sorry, I meant the New York Times.
Uh-oh, the news organization that was exposed for intentionally producing negative coverage of President Biden didn't like that dig. They were so mad that they wrote an article titled, "On This Saturday Night, Colin Jost's Jokes Fell Flat." Well, I'm sure Biden calling them out didn't help.
The New York Times issued a statement blasting me for, quote, "active and effectively avoiding independent journalists." Hey, if that's what it takes to get the New York Times to say I'm active and effective, I'm for it. It's okay.
And at the end of the night, I think the most impactful part of this whole dinner was how Colin Jost closed out his speech by talking about his late grandfather voting for President Biden.
But my grandfather, a Staten Island firefighter, voted for you, Mr. President. He voted for you in the last election that he ever voted in. I mean, I'm sure someone else will vote twice in this election using his name, but that's just how the Democratic machine works. He voted for you, and the reason that he voted for you is because you're a decent man. My grandpa voted for decency, and decency is why we're all here tonight. Decency is how we're able to be here tonight. Decency is how we're able to make jokes about each other, and one of us doesn't go to prison after. We go to the Newsmax after party.
Well, that's all for me today. Thanks so much for watching, and feel free to follow me at I Am Gabe Sanchez. What Was That was made possible by viewers like you. And if you'd like to support the show and get early access to content, you can contribute to my Patreon at patreon.com/IamGabeSanchez. Thank you. So until next episode, I'm Gabe Sanchez, and this has been What Was That?